Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Morning, Jerica.
Oh, morning, Joan. Wonderful morning, isn't it?
Isn't it? Rather wonderful weather.
Oh, the weather we've been having is absolutely wonderful.
No, it's concerning in one way, but very enjoyable.
Absolutely. I'm just going to take the small liberty of turning off my...
Yes, is that... yes, noisy probably. Sorry, apologies if you haven't been able to hear what we've been saying.
Yes. We're with my mum, actually. And,
yes, bless
her. One of her machines.
Yes.
That fans over her face.
It sort of bips a bit, doesn't it? And...
Obviously, last time we were talking about whether she was going ahead with the explosion, but of course she's hanging on for dear life.
Yes, bless her.
Mum, Joan Senior, she really does not want to leave this planet.
She looks pretty content there in that casket, though, doesn't she?
Yes,
I mean, it's for people listening, it's a sort of, it's a wheel-in, it's rather like a stretcher, but it's entirely enclosed. Mm. She's got her own...
But transparent.
Microclimate, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of... It's not a glass coffin, but you could be forgiven for thinking it was something like that. It's actually plastic.
Very Snow White, isn't it?
Yes, very Snow White. Yes, yes. Absolutely. And she looks lovely. She's got a very nice yellow nightie on and done her hair nicely.
Mm.
So,
well, she hasn't, obviously.
No, absolutely not. Somebody's done it. But
what's nice with these kind of caskets as well, as you said, it's a microclimate. Mm. She actually has lots of little plants along there.
I was going to say, I like the bonsai trees.
Yes.
That's a nice touch.
It's pretty, isn't it?
Yes.
And, you know, I think, you know, even if you're at this age and this state,
yes,
it's nice to still be, you know, surrounded by other vegetables or pretty
nature.
Plants or whatever.
Yes, all the odd. There's a little chipmunk.
Yes.
Scampering up and down in there, so she's got company.
Yes.
And she can't hear us, can she, Joan?
No,
or can she?
No, she can't. She doesn't know where she is.
No, bless her. Bless her.
She's, as I say, she's going nowhere fast right now.
Well, so why should
we're
she?
We're putting those things on hold, and I've also had to put on hold my divorce proceedings.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yes, Ralph's sister actually decided to put the kibosh on all that, saying it wasn't fair whilst he was in the state he was in for me to push ahead.
Oh,
so
she's always been
very nasty.
Rather a challenge,
yes,
hasn't she, as far as I remember.
Angela,
yes, oh dear.
I always find that name confusing because it obviously comes from the word angel.
Yes, oh goodness, couldn't be further from that,
no,
though, could she?
No,
from the stories I've heard.
No.
No, ghastly.
Shall we move on to our little clutch of problems?
Indeed,
let's
do that. Yes, help our poor...
The poor unfortunates out there in the world.
Yes, goodness, poor old things.
Today.
Yes.
Dear Joan and Jerica, I'm 75 and widowed.
Oh.
My washing machine broke down recently and the engineer, Brandon, came around whilst I was in the shower, picture enclosed. I went to the door in a towel, let him in, and to my surprise... Whilst he was busy working on the machine, he fingered me and brought me to climax. I've tried ringing the firm to get the number, but they say there's no one of that name working there. And this is Denise Skyforth from Bodmin. Denise, it's a strange name for a woman of that age.
Isn't it?
Quite a young name.
It is rather. It's unusual, isn't it? Denise, yes, you'd associate that with more the sort of 50-something lady, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
But she's definitely 75, as we can see.
She is. And thanks for the photo,
yes,
Denise.
Yes, the photo of her in the towel that she answered the door in.
Mm-hmm.
So, here we are. She's what, rather bad English, this letter. I don't know if she's written it in a hurry. It's rather scrawly, isn't
Very
it?
Very scrawly. She's possibly had a stroke.
She's possibly had a stroke, or she's not entirely... properly educated, it's hard to say.
Well, Bodmin, of course, you're near the moors.
Yes, indeed.
It's probably hard to get out from Bodmin.
Get to a school that's sort of going to be able to teach you to read and write.
And obviously, moors always make me think of murders.
Yes, indeed. Yes, it does rather conjure up.
Don't know how her husband died.
Conjure up that. Yes, interesting thought. Widowed, she says. But anyway, so washing machine breaks down. Engineer Brandon, she's enclosed a picture of Brandon.
He's actually rather nice, isn't
he? He's extremely, he's very muscly guy, isn't he? With rather, I mean, I suppose you have to have extremely strong hands if you're wrenching around with a washing machine.
You do, but obviously the letter is implying that there is no one from the firm
of that name.
No. So is Brandon an engineer at all?
Well, she doesn't say whether the washing machine got fixed or not, does she? But no, what she does say, while he was busy working on the machine, he fingered me and brought me to climax.
What I don't understand is why she's complaining to the company. And she's obviously had a rather lovely time.
Yes. Well, I'm wondering whether she is complaining, whether she's indeed trying to get him back again.
I see, trying to get his number, of
course. And who would blame her? I mean, looking at the picture of him. Yes, you know, he is a very attractive man. And goodness, at the age of 75, you're not getting a lot of people willing to come around and finger you at that sort of age, are you?
She doesn't say whether he went about any clitoral stimulation or just his finger itself.
Was it just a finger?
I mean, that's a big finger he's got there.
He's got very big fingers, very ruddy sort of hands and complexion. He's quite a big chap, isn't he? I'm wondering whether there wasn't more to this than she's saying, you know.
Perhaps she thought it was a finger.
I was going to say that it may well have been something else altogether. You know, if he's mending the machine with his hands, I don't know how he's managed to do both at the same time. Just wondering if there wasn't some other mechanism going on.
Could it be a tool, or could it be something else on Brandon's body?
Indeed, it could be a...
I mean, obviously what I'm talking about is his penis.
Could indeed be his penis. And looking at the trousers there and the bulge in the front... Brandon is a very well-endowed young man.
Mind you, he's also got a bulge in the back.
He has, which is a worry, isn't it? What's that, I wonder?
I mean, these type of men often have very fast metabolisms.
Yes, they do.
It may be that, you know, lovely old Denise, I would imagine this type of lady would have offered him a cup of tea and a piece of cake or perhaps a sandwich.
Or a fig
and
roll.
And it's gone straight through.
Yes, especially if he's not used to eating fruit. And vegetables.
That's the type who wouldn't.
He's more of a sort of white bread sausage sandwich sort of a man, isn't he? Again, perhaps not the best educated, again, presumably local to Bodmin. You know, so yes.
Touch of Fred West about him, if we're honest.
A little bit. But, you know, he's certainly somebody you wouldn't, kick out of bed.
wouldn't be able to. He's huge.
Massive giant man mountain. But yes, I suppose, well, you know, goodness, Denise, I think you've had rather a fortunate experience. And yes, a shame that you can't get him back again. But it sounds to me like he didn't work for the firm and you just rather got lucky with a man knocking at the door.
Sort of travelling gypsy, really.
Could well be, yes.
I mean, I suppose one thing she could do is go out looking on Bodmin Moor.
I mean, why not? She's got nothing else to do, has she? At 75 and widowed, put your mac on and go out across
the
moor.
He may be one of these types of men that lives rough on the moors.
Indeed, yes. Making a little fire and boiling up something in a tin can, anything he can get his hands on, perhaps shoplifting during the day, making a fire at night and having a meal, fantasising, bringing himself to climax, thinking about ladies and washing machines.
Going over the gorse, the lovely gorse that you'll get in Bodmin Moor.
Yes, indeed.
I mean, that sprinkle in semen is beautiful.
Absolutely gorgeous, glorious, sort of in the morning light with the mist and a little touch of the proteinous
gloop
that is the male discharge.
Fascinating mystery, this one,
goodness,
isn't it?
Yes.
I'd love to know more.
Well, Denise, if you have any more photos of Brandon, we'd like to see them, obviously.
I would say keep looking, certainly.
But, don't give up. If you think this is the man of your dreams, goodness me, you know, follow that through. Do take a headgear and a waterproof, because it can get very blowy up on the moors.
Absolutely. Dear Joan and Jerrica, my husband is going to turn 60 in a couple of weeks and asked me to order him the riding puss. It's a fake vagina that clips on under one's desk at work so that you can have sex whilst you work. Should I be worried about this? P.S. He's a headmaster. And that's Sarah Fonstromp from, she just says London.
She doesn't say which London. There are several Londons in the world. I'm presuming she wouldn't.
I mean, she's pictured herself here by Big Ben, but could just be a huge cardboard cutout.
Yes, there's no telling, is there? But anyway, so yes, I'd be delighted if my husband gave me some clues as to what he wanted for his 60th birthday. I mean, men are terribly difficult to buy for, aren't they? And this riding puss that she refers to is a fun gift.
Well, I know Ralph used to have one. He had a variety of different ones. So the riding puss is for the older gentleman. It's a good old beefy, strong, tough vagina that will clip under your desk.
Yes.
And obviously for a headmaster, he's plenty of time to kill.
Yes.
Hasn't he? Scooped away there in his office.
Yes, indeed.
Wanting to...
release himself into the bottom of the table, into the riding puss bag underneath the table, which can then be popped out by the cleaner and just rinsed through when she's doing the dusting. So it's quite practical. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's obviously lots of different ones on the market.
Yes, yes, wonderful.
The younger ones.
Yes.
Then there's ones for very old men called the Cozy Puss.
Mm-hmm.
The young ones.
That's the fur-lined one, isn't it? The Cozy Puss.
Yes, it's like a giant slipper, really.
Yes, it's a sort of sheepskinny number. Yes, there's all sorts, actually. You can also get these riding puppies, which are fake breasts that pop under, again, with the same sort of mechanism, same clip, and it's just pumping between the rubber, for the most part, rubber breasts, and then again the same little bag at the back that the cleaner can pop out and rinse under the tap. So quite practical. I'm not sure what her problem is.
Well, no, and as always, I mean... So many women write in saying, oh, my husband's been unfaithful with the old pair or whoever
exactly.
it is.
Yes.
Actually, he's just having intercourse with a bit of plastic.
Exactly.
Really, I would be rejoicing about that, actually.
Yes.
And I think for someone like a headmaster, that's a stressful job.
Mm.
Say you've had a couple of teenage girls in and you've had to give them a telling off.
Yes.
You're going to want to release yourself after
that. Well, you're
that.
Going to have to, because you see, the problem with these sort of young girls is that a lot of them don't keep a check on themselves. They've no idea.
A lot of them don't wear bras.
They don't wear bras, or if they do wear bras, they wear sort of black bras that show through, lacy black bras that show through and peep out of the school blouse. Well, you know, if you're a normal red-blooded headmaster, it's going to be very tricky if you've got girls coming in, leaning over the desk at you, flaunting these very, very pretty bras that you can get nowadays, with sort of scooped-up Wonder Bra type, lift and move forward of the very young, pert flesh. And then, obviously, you know, somebody like Headmaster von Stromper is going to find it very difficult not to want to pump away once they've gone back to the classroom. I would say this is somebody who's been very responsible, Sarah, and I wouldn't...
very much in line with his being a headmaster,
indeed,
really.
You know, that's probably no mistake that he's ended up in that job.
Absolutely.
Good. Well, yes, no need to go into that any further.
No need to be worried, Sarah.
No, don't worry, for goodness sake.
Dear Joan and Jerrica, as he's got older, my husband has developed skin tags the whole length of his penis. At first I didn't mind, as it was only one or two, but now there must be close to 200 or 300 up and down it. It's making intercourse difficult, and I have developed mouth ulcers from the tiny whipping movements as they go in and out of my mouth when he wants oral. Help! Darter Claire Firth, 24 Park Rise, Kidderminster, KD12 4LL. Gosh, what a stunning letter with the exact address and postcode there from Darter Claire Firth.
Perhaps she's hoping for some other letters, Joan, from other listeners.
Mm.
Probably important to point out that as gentlemen get older, this is very, very common. You see skin tags on the face and other parts of the body.
Oh, yes. I mean, most men over 50, most of the face is made up of skin tags.
Yes.
Really. A lot of the time it's just melded together with... bits of grease and so forth.
Exactly, and covered by a beard, often a sort of lovely, full, thick, clumpy beard, greasy, clumpy beard that'll mask some of that. On the penis, again, very, very common. To my money, not unattractive, just part of getting older.
I mean, foxes have all the little hooks and spurs, don't they?
Absolutely.
So in many ways, it should be advantageous to you.
Indeed. It'll be giving you, should you be perhaps a little more tolerant, great stimulation.
Like the bobbly condoms. And also, you know, a woman of your age is going to be very, very widthy down there. Actually, it's almost like evolution, where his penis has developed these little... baggy hooks to hold on for
exactly.
dear life.
And to bulk out the penis area so that you've got, when you've got these old baggy, distended vaginal passages that, you know, it's an attempt by the male to fill up the vagina and still get some contact and some
and purchase.
Purchase.
I mean, what we've not discussed before, of course, is the labyrinthian vagina, which is a condition whereby... It goes from just one passage to many.
Yes, indeed.
The vagina starts to sort of divide like a malignant cell, really.
Yes.
Splitting off into all these little...
It's a root system, for want of a canal.
Like Amsterdam.
Absolutely. Very like Amsterdam and other cities where you'll find little tributaries, river and canal tributaries that drift in and out and evolve over time. You know, crossbow, bow lakes.
Oxbow lakes.
Oxbow lakes and all sorts of little waterfalls and fountains and what have you.
Mm.
So this is just all very natural. It's a natural process. This gentleman sounds like an absolutely lovely guy. His penis, yes, it's bumpy and lumpy and bitty and got all these bits on it. As Joan says, that's going to give you extra pleasure. Why complain?
I mean, the tiny whipping movements as it goes in and out of her mouth.
Yes. Well, incidentally, point of order on this one, you don't get mouth ulcers from chafing. That will be from something else. You're not eating properly or you're not looking after yourself properly. So please don't...
It's usually something more sinister, actually.
Yes, it can be. But please don't blame that on this poor man.
Oh, yeah.
He's got enough to contend with. So, no, I'd say your mouth ulcers are much more likely to be something, as Joan said, perhaps a little more sinister. So I think perhaps get those checked out. Looking at them, the sort of thick, white... uneven edges to them. Yes, those are ringing alarm bells, and I'd get those checked out. For goodness sake, don't infect your husband. Don't pass on difficult cells, which can happen in the body when you're pleasuring him, which I presume is still ongoing and should be in any marriage.
Yes. Well, that's it for today.
Yes, unfortunately, I've got to go and pick up Cardinal. She's been arrested, isn't the right word, but apprehended again. She's been out up to her old tricks.
Sometimes wonder if she actually would like to live in jail.
She does like the police station. They are very nice to her down there. I think they think that you know, she needs. Special attention. I don't know. Maybe it's because she's my daughter. I don't know.
They're obviously as well, you know, the police force is littered with lesbians. And
well, that is absolutely true. So she's pretty much at home there. And certainly some of the female constables are very, very, very friendly. And she's, you know, been in the locker rooms and given her tours around and showed her their sort of private areas.
Showers and so forth.
But, you know, it's exhausting. This you know, this is always a sort of, I don't know, this tick she's got. She, for this upskirt... photography craze.
Oh, and she's always loved her camera.
Yes.
I mean, she was way ahead of the game with the selfies and the belfies. She developed her own pole a very long time ago, didn't she?
Yes, she did. And she's very imaginative. And she's got, you know, she had these, as you know, special shoes made where you could attach the GoPro. And she was, I mean, it's in the way, it's rather funny. She was sort of popping a shoe, you know, pushing it under the door in the changing room or the ladies' loos, filming people sort of, you know, on the loo or people stripping off down to tiny panties, ready for the gym, etc. Some, in some cases, stripping off entirely, parading round with their muscly, firm young bodies, sort of really, I think, rather showing off. And she was simply taking advantage of that.
Almost like a documentary maker, if anything, just a not licensed one.
No, that's right, Joan. But the upskirt thing has got a bit out of hand, and she's got, she's, you know, a sort of walking GoPro now. She's got these GoPros on both shoes, and she's got these extendable hand gloves with film cameras on them. She's even got a sort of chest cam. She's got a forehead cam. So, you know, going up an escalator or whatever, she can catch absolutely anything. But I think a young lady got offended and unfortunately the police were called again. Anyway, long story short, I've got to go and bail her out, quite literally.
Gosh.
So I've got to go to the cash point and get some money out. And yes, oh dear. But anyway, there we are.
Poor old Cardinal. She really does suffer, doesn't she?
Well, she rather puts me through it, Joan, I'm afraid. I mean, my sympathy has run out rather really, truthfully. But, you know, it's tricky. You know, it's difficult having a famous mum. You know, I know.
Well, I think, and a mum that's much better than you at everything and the way you look, the
can't
way
keep
you
up.
Are.
Yes.
You know, the way you tell an anecdote. She's just one of life's losers in a way, isn't she?
Lagging miles behind and no chance of ever catching up, really.
I remember her, you know, in the school races with the potato sack, she'd just tumble over straight away and that would be it.
She's got absolutely no balance. I don't know what that's about. But yes, bless her. Bless her.
Have you ever had her tested for any syndrome?
Well, we've had her tested for pretty much everything, Joan. Mm. And she's scored positive on many of them. But, Mahmoud said, you know, when you've got this many syndromes, it's almost hard to know which to treat.
She's just a one big syndrome.
She's
really,
a walking,
isn't she?
Yeah, that's what she's now described as a walking syndrome. And that's pretty much the umbrella medical term.
Did she put that on her status?
She's got her Facebook page, yes. Mm. I think she rather enjoys it. It's another bit of attention, isn't it? I mean, as you know, she likes the ladies, but she's certainly not one to say no to most advances. She's not hugely confident. So.
Do you think the, you know, when you helped her lose her virginity with the local chap, do you think that was... And in any way, I mean, I know I don't. I think it was fantastically generous of you. But I mean, I know she always goes on about that as a traumatic experience. She says she has PTSD from that.
No, that's nonsense, of course. I mean, it was just a favour I asked of a neighbour. He's a nice enough man. He could lose a few stone. He could wash a little more. He keeps himself to himself. And yes, you know, he's not everybody's dream date. But, you know, to be really honest, she was, you know, she was pushing 16 and she was still fully intact. Mm-hmm. And I just think you're not doing anyone any favours if they're leaving it that late. And they're going to be the laughing stock of the playground. Mm-hmm. You know, when everybody else is getting on with it, and quite rightly so, from quite a bit earlier on, actually, nowadays, Joan, that I just didn't want to feel left out. Now, whether that's that's been traumatic for her, I don't know.
I think she found it awkward. She said, you know, when he would turn up at the fence during netball, he'd be there clawing at the fence with his big face, pushing through the little diamond-shaped wires.
Yes, he's had his own problems, and who's to say they haven't developed as a result of that favour? You know, he's certainly gone off the rails pretty badly since then, trying to climb over the barbed wire around the back where the playing fields are, and, you know, ripping his groin open, poor man. This is the act of a desperate man, and... you know, I'm not placing all the blame at Cardinal's door, but you can't help but wonder, can you, Jo?
I mean, she does tend to sort of destroy everything in her wake, really, doesn't she?
Yes, bless her. You know, I suppose that's some people are like that in life, and I just, you know, for better or worse, I've been rather lumbered with this.
It's almost like a curse.
It's an albatross, Joan. I won't lie. But goodness me, the police have been so helpful. A couple of the female constables have been very, very attentive, and helped her out. Let's just hope it doesn't go to trial this time. I'm not sure I can take it much more, Joan.
Bless you. Yes. And we look forward to receiving more of your letters next week.
Indeed.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.